Poppleton and Winter. Icicles. Poppleton's house grew very long icicles in winter. Poppleton was proud of them. He never knocked them all down. He just let them get longer and longer. Gus the mail carrier said, "Poppleton, you should do something about those icicles." Hudson down the street said, "Poppleton, those icicles are not pretty." And when Poppleton's mother visited, she said that an icicle was surely going to bunk him on the head. But Poppleton didn't listen to any of them. He loved his icicles. Each morning he took a ruler outside to see how much longer they had grown. Then one day, a little finch wasn't watching where he was going. He ran into one icicle, and that one fell into the next one, which fell into the next one, which fell into the next one. And soon all of Poppleton's icicles were lying down on the ground. Poppleton was sad. Poppleton was sad. The finch felt so bad. The little finch felt so bad. "I'm very sorry," he said. "It's all right," Poppleton said politely. "Maybe we could build something with them," said the finch. "Build something?" asked Poppleton. "Sure," said the finch. "The icicles are still frozen. We can make them into something." Poppleton and the finch worked all day long. And by evening, Poppleton had the most beautiful picket fence in town. "Would you like to stay for dinner?" Poppleton asked the finch, whose name was Patrick.
"Certainly," said Patrick. Poppleton was glad. His icicles were knocked down. Icicles always melted, but a new friend would stick.